Joel, it's still early days yet, but how's the vibe around the club?
Yeah, really good, mate. Been here for 3 weeks now myself. The older boys have been out for two. It's been great. Everyone's gelling really well. Got all our new players in, the 10 new guys. The four new recruits from other clubs have come in as well, and they've all been really great.
I was speaking with Steve Rosic earlier. He said he was looking forward to a break, but I guess as players, you can't wait.
Not really. We've just got come back, so we've only had a four-week stint, and we're back on holiday. So I guess as a player, we get 12 weeks off. We've got about 10 to 12 weeks in our off-season. We've got our 4 weeks, and then we get another 3 weeks. So as players, you want to sort of keep fit through that period. It's good to have the time off, but this is more of a working sort of break, what the other 12 weeks off is. So we'll get back after Christmas and get back into it again.
How are you travelling personally?
Yeah, going really well. I come back a week early with the young guys. Sort of keep myself in shape. We'll have another good year this year and work towards getting back into the finals.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Pav works with us and he's really talking up your prospects this year.
Yeah, look, we're very optimistic. There's definitely a lot of water to go under the bridge yet. We've got a long 4 month summer, really, of getting everyone in shape, keeping everyone fit and available and ready. So if you do that, you know, we're going to go up the ladder. Not sure where we'll finish, but yeah, we're hoping to get back in the finals.
Do you feel like your role will change at all with the influx of talls? I know they're down the other end, but some suggestion that Brendan Cox might get squeezed and go down back?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I've often asked Ross about sneak forward at times this year, but I don't think so. I think I'll stay down the back line and help out where I can, pretty much in the last 2 years, so I don't think I'll change.
How have you seen your 2 years at Fremantle so far?
Personally, it's been up and down. Every player always wants to do better and get more out of himself. I think under the circumstances, I've performed reasonably well, but you know, I always want to go to another level. And you know, eventually, my aspirations, you know, would, you know, to get back in the finals, like I said, go from there.
And Alex Pearce say he wants to bulk up the other day. Are you trying to put on a bit of size as well?
A kilo or two would be all right. I'm pretty happy with where my body's at the moment. I try and keep my speed, and probably my endurance is the biggest thing for me is getting a bigger engine. Doing that, but putting the weight on maybe a kilo or two here, get a bit more colour in the arms would be nice as well.
How do you see the way you two split up in the big key fours? Do you see Alex as mainly as the lockdown player, or do you see yourself as that? How does it split up?
We sort of mix it up from game to game, the matchups really. We're both lucky enough we can play tall and small. I try and take the guy out of the square, whether that's a Jordan Ngoi type or a Josh Kennedy, and he'll take the bigger Casbolt sort of guys like that. So we mix it up a lot. If he's struggling on someone, I'll go to them, and if I'm struggling, they'll come to my player. So we work pretty well together as a combo.
As well as the influx of young players through the draft, Dol, I think the club now has 11 players that have come from other clubs, including yourself. Yeah. When you come from another club to a club like Fremantle, what do you bring with you, and does the club change much because of the ideas and cultures that players from other clubs bring in?
Yeah, you always bring things along the way. Just come from the two clubs that I've come from, Geelong and the Bulldogs, have both been reasonably successful the time I was there. So you bring small things there, and the leaders there implement things to myself, and I try and implement here to the club. Guys at Trav Collier and Reece Conker have come from Richmond and Essendon. They've both been the same thing as well. You know, they've got guys at their clubs who do different things, and you know, they've both been in the finals recently. So it's good to have them guys back as well.